This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 5. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. I am so excited for today's episode because we are sitting down with my good friend and mentor, Kimmer Luna, who is going to give you the skinny on how she's made over $750,000 in a single launch and what she's doing in preparation for a $1 million launch she has coming up. Now, before we jump into that, I want to tell you about something really awesome I've been working on. If you are looking to take your Periscope presence to the next level and become profitable on the world's fastest growing social media platform, you need to head over to heartsoulhustle.com/class. Now, once you get there, you'll see you can sign up for my free Periscope class where I'll teach you how to get profitable, what I've done to make over $10,000 in my first 30 days, and what you can do to start creating sales directly on the Periscope platform. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/class. Head over there and make sure you grab a seat. Now, in today's interview, I am really excited to be talking to Kimmer Luna, and we're going to talk about some really amazing stuff. And what I want you to especially listen to is something she says that I think a lot of us don't realize, which is you can give away too much. You can give away too much when you're doing webinars or in free content. And I know that that might fly in the face of some of the things you've heard, like give and give and give and give so much content. But when you listen to it in the context of what she's saying, it's such valuable advice. So listen for that little tidbit. And I also want to draw your attention to some of the other things that she says, such as, you know, when you first launch, she's going to give you some things that you can do to actually do a simple launch. If you've never launched before, to make, say, 5 figures. And she's going to talk all the way up to what she's doing with a $1 million launch she has planned coming up soon. So without further ado, I want to introduce you to my good friend and mentor, Kimmer Luna. Hey, Kimmer, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Well, I am super excited to have you here because it's so crazy to me sometimes, in the best way possible, people are like, you know Kimmer, you talk to Kimmer. And I'm like, yeah, I've known Kimmer for freaking ever, it feels like now. But talk to us a little bit about where you came from, because now you're like a $1 million brand. You're working with top business coaches. I see you everywhere. Your Facebook is blowing up. Your group is amazing, but I won't give away too much. Why don't you tell everybody who's listening a little bit about you, what you do, where you've been, all that, you know, stuff we have to do before we get into the fun stuff.
Yeah, so I have known you for quite a while. We actually met in a vegan fitness group several years ago. And back then, I was doing a health and wellness blog, and that was tons of fun. I was able to get, you know, massive amounts of followers, super huge Pinterest following and things like that. And I loved it. And during that time was when I discovered I really had a passion for training and teaching, you know, social media and tips and things like that. And then I, of course, you know, I decided to scrap that brand and go full force on my Kimmer Luna brand. And that's kind of where I am now. I primarily work with people who, you know, have services or want to sell digital courses or things like ebooks. And I really just help them, you know, actually have a solid business foundation online. I primarily like to focus on brand authority because that's something that a lot of people, I think, struggle with the most when it comes to their brand. But yeah, so that's kind of where I am at.
I love it. And now what's really interesting about it is that you have built a lot of this stuff from essentially zero. You kind of did something very unique, which is you found what you wanted to teach early on in this business. You picked one really specific thing and you talked about it. So you kind of made one specific training for one specific type of person and you ran it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So when I first started, I had known that webinars and Facebook ads were going to be really important and essential to growing a solid business. So I started doing webinars. The first thing I did was PicMonkey. And it was kind of funny because you wouldn't think like, oh, why would a bunch of people sign up for a training like that? But it turns out a lot of people don't know how to use a lot of the tools they need to grow their business. So I kind of became this how-to girl. You know, come on, show me how to do this. And I was just like, all right. And it was fun, and I enjoyed it. And it kind of just kept growing and growing over time. And I wasn't afraid to, you know, take the risk of spending money on Facebook ads. You know, a lot of people are kind of scared of that. But I knew that was the best way to get me in front of people. You know, you can't help people unless you're actually getting in front of them.
That's such a good one. So let's fast forward a little bit. You decide to launch your new brand, which is yourself, which I love. You decide to launch your brand, Kimmerluna. You release this Pink Monkey training. You start to fill it up. You expand a little more. You release a Facebook group training, which you've since retired. And then you decide, okay, this is it. I'm going to launch my signature program. And I'm really fast forwarding here a little bit.
Yeah.
You launch your signature program, and how much do you make in your very first launch in your very first year?
So my very, very first launch, I'd only been in business for about 3 months at the point. And I had been doing these webinars. I had been selling kind of these smaller courses, which, like you said, I eventually retired. But I was growing pretty quickly. My group had been growing very rapidly. As I was growing my list, my group was growing. And I started getting a few clients. And you know, to like one-on-one clients. And I came up with this idea of all the questions my clients are asking me, I should put this into a program. And I don't, like I said, I'd only been in business for 3 months. And I launched my Be True Brand You program, and I ended up making $62,000 in sales during my first ever launch. And the program wasn't even put together. So I actually pre-sold the program. I made a sales page. I whipped it up. I promoted a webinar and said, ta-da, here, this is the thing I'm going to make. Hopefully everybody buys it. And people did. And it was kind of a weird experience. But I think what happened was, is I had realized that there was a real need for a little bit more of the technical side of online business training. And I think I was just filling that need. And so it made it pretty easy. Then I opened the doors about 2 months after that for Black Friday. And I ended up making another $40,000 in sales. And that was pure profit, because I didn't even pay for like advertising for that. I like just promoted like in my community. And it was kind of crazy to go from making zero, literally in May 2014, I had not made any money in my business, to making over six figures by the end of that year. I mean, I'm still a little bit, it's just like a weird thing to just go from zero to like that so fast. And most businesses do not do that. Like most people listening might be like, oh my gosh, like I want to do that. Most don't. So I do feel sometimes I'm a little bit of the oddball out, but I think it was just years and years and years of prior, you know, mindset work and prior just understanding what marketing is and how to promote before that, that kind of gave me a little bit of some leverage when I started this brand. You know, I understood raving fans because I used to work in the music industry, and I understood like how you create raving fans and how you just connect with people. And my community became my place of like, this is where my raving fans are going to be hanging out. And it's been really amazing since. Then I guess I'll talk about my second launch, which my second launch was in February 2015. And it was such a massive launch. And I didn't have a team. I had just basically me. I had one virtual assistant, and I had my husband helping a bit. But I was also pregnant at the time, hugely pregnant at the time. And my husband was helping me take care of my two older kids while I was trying to launch this thing, right? And it was very stressful. It was probably the most stressful experience of my entire life. I would rather be in labor giving childbirth than go through a launch like that again. And I'm not joking. And I ended up making $750,000 in sales on my second launch. And it was the most work I think I'd ever done. Of course, it was very much worth it. It ended up being very much worth it. It's enabled me to live really the life of my dreams. But I think, you know, now, because I'm about to get into a new launch, my strategy is much different now, but it was still amazing. So we could talk a little bit about strategy if you want.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I would love to go. So perfect little segue. I think we've covered all this stuff that, I don't know, sometimes I feel like you want to qualify, you know? I think that, first off, I don't think anybody doesn't know you, but I feel like there might be some people who are like, who is this blue-haired chick that I should be listening to about launching? So you've done this. You've gone from, you know, you've gone from I've made $1,000 on a webinar to I've made $60,000 in a launch to I've done $750,000 launch. And now, you know, I have no doubts you're working with amazing people, built an amazing team, and you're essentially going to do $1 million launch in February. It's not really a question of will it happen. It's a question of just doing it for you. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's pretty fair to say. You know, with my list growing so much over the past year and with my community growing so much, with me just learning so much from having a business grow so fast and learning from my students and learning what really best serves them, I've been able to even create an even better program and kind of up-level the program a bit. And I've been able to have a team in place to implement more of the strategies that I want. So for me, my basic strategy is to do a webinar launch, is I guess is what the name of it is. And basically what I do is I host several webinars in a short period of time during the time that the cart is open for my program. And on those webinars, I give tons of massive value and then I pitch. And I'm not like a hard pitcher. Like I'm not like a super, super salesy type of person. But I think the reason why people buy is because I just give so much value. And that's what I've heard from students also. They're like, dude, 10 minutes in and you were giving so many knowledge bombs that I wanted to join. I didn't even know what you were selling and I wanted to join. So that to me, I think is the biggest part of my strategy is just value, 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 value.
And I think that that's so important because I think so many people are afraid to just give out that info because if I give too much, what if they don't buy, right? And that doesn't really happen.
Yeah, because there's a fine balance when it comes to webinars. And that's why I recommend, because a lot of people, they want to just do like automated webinars from starting out. And I really recommend doing them live because you get a feel for your audience, especially when there's a live interactive chat box that goes with it. Because you can see, are they really understanding these concepts? Are they able to apply these concepts? Because yeah, you can actually give too much and be confusing to people. Like, there's no such thing as just giving away too much value, but there is giving away so much where people are confused, they're lost, they can't apply any of the content. So people need things in bite-sized chunks. They don't want to get on your presentation and have every single thing blasted at them. They want to get in there, get some steps that they can take to implement into their life immediately or their business immediately. And that's all they really need. And they're happy. It doesn't need to be, you know, super overload, but it does need to be stuff they can take action on right away. And I'm all about action. I know you're all about action. And I think it's something that makes people actually want to get on webinar presentations because they know they are going to learn some sort of action step that they can take right away.
So I want to interview you a little different. So I feel like this is all solid, and I'm introducing you to a ton of people for the first time, and some people have never heard you interview before, but I want to be like, you're a little different, I'm a little different. I think that now I want to transition completely, because I think you've interviewed, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you've interviewed a ton of places where you're like, you know, this is how I've launched, and this is how I went from rag to riches, and I love the story, don't get me wrong, but I want to flip it around a little bit and I want to say, okay, so for all intents and purposes, you know what it takes to make $1 million in a launch. So let's kind of walk through like, okay, I'm about to do my first launch and I just want to make 5 figures. And then let's talk about, okay, maybe you want to ramp that up to 100,000 and then maybe 250,000 and then maybe 1 million. So can we kind of walk through like building out a simple launch? And then I know that's kind of how you operate. Like you like to build it simple and then add on the bells and whistles and just get better as it goes.
Yeah. For a simple launch, especially if you're selling a digital program or maybe a coaching program, I really, really recommend doing something live. A lot of people can be afraid of doing a live, you know, webinar presentation or live, you know, teleseminar, but those are things that really, they convert really well. So it doesn't make a lot of sense for people to keep avoiding them for so long. They do work. And that's why so many industry leaders, it's not just me, I'm not the only person preaching to do webinars. Webinars freaking work. So, you know, first step is to be like, okay, what is my program? If you have your program together already, great. That's all, that's, you know, super cool. But you can also pre-sell. You know, a lot of times people, they'll do what some people call a boot camp style launch, where you do a webinar presentation, and at the end, you pitch people into maybe three more presentations, rather than actually, you know, creating a membership site and all those sorts of stuff. You're actually creating the course right when you sell the course. And that's kind of the fastest way to do a launch. And it's pretty effective because you can find out right away. If nobody buys, that means people didn't want it, you know? And I think a lot of people, they think that their first course they come out with is going to be like a huge hit straight out of the gate. And it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes people do two or three courses. And I know you've had a few, Zach, that, you know, were kind of like, you know, and I've had a few like that too, where I was like, this isn't really working out. And that's okay. The point really is to get something out there, get in front of people, and then be able to pitch whatever it is. So first launch, you could do either one or two webinar presentations, pitch what you have to offer, and see how it goes. I know people who their first webinar, they got three clients, their first ever webinar presentation. They didn't even have to do this big, enormous launch that everybody thinks you have to do. Everybody sees, you know, all these, oh, the launch strategy, this, and oh, the launch, blah, blah, blah. They see all these things that they look great. However, really the only thing is you got to get in front of people and you got to pitch to them.
Yeah, and I want to highlight two things that you said there. The first one is, for your first product, you should just pre-sell it, because I've seen people spend hours building out a program that no one wants. That's the first thing. Pre-sell it, because I've done that and it works very successfully. And then the other thing you said is, you know, you're suggesting one to two webinars. I think live events are absolutely amazing, but it doesn't mean it has to be this massive launch. Like, I just did a webinar, a joint venture webinar, and we did, you know, multi five figures in sales, but it was one webinar. It wasn't even a launch. We just sent a few emails and did a webinar. It doesn't have to be these grandiose status launches you see people doing.
Yeah, it doesn't. And especially if it's someone who's service-based, who, you know, just wants to have a few, you know, $1,000 clients here and there, you could literally do two webinars a month and get your clients, you know. And I had a friend who, she used to sell some very like high ticket coaching programs that are like $10,000 coaching programs. She did one webinar every 2 months and she would fill up. One webinar and she was full, you know. And I think that people think like, yeah, it has to be, you know, there's all of these little nuances and all these little details. And those details come once you actually have a team in place who can help you handle those details. I always kind of laugh when people are just like, oh, I'm like a solopreneur. And I say, oh, well, have fun with that. Because the longer you stay a solopreneur, you're actually limiting the amount of people you can serve and the amount of people that you can help have a better life. So it's good to be like, yeah, I'm a solopreneur, but you gotta start freaking hiring people. You know, once you start making money, then you hire some people to help you, maybe a virtual assistant here or there, maybe a support team, you know, like someone who helps you with your support emails, that sort of stuff. And then you just move on from there. You know, now my launches have so many details in them. I have to hire a project manager and I have a team. I think my team is now 8 people. I have a full-time copywriter, full-time design team. Even my mother-in-law is getting in on it. We're flying her to New York to come stay with us to help us with the kids, even though we have a nanny, but just to be extra support during the launch, because that's what it takes when it's something as massive of what I'm, you know, I'm going to be going through in the next few weeks. And, you know, I think people think like, you know, everything has to be big straight out of the gate. And it's just not the case. You know, mine happened to be pretty big from the start. But that's not how most people are. And it's okay to make two sales. That's perfectly normal, completely normal. And, you know, so I hope anybody listening doesn't put this kind of launch stress on themselves, you know, because there's no need for it. And I've seen you, Zach, you know, do launches where, yeah, you just did like a few webinars here and there and boom, you were making sales. It doesn't need to be like, you know, this super, you know, crazy thing. And I've never even had like, you know, like kind of like the proper sales funnel that a lot of people have. Now I'm implementing, you know, more like the sales funnel sorts of things in place. But really, my sales funnel was promote a webinar, host the webinar, and present high value content and pitch. That was literally my funnel for an entire year and a half, made over $1 million in sales.
Oh, I love it. And I think that the one thing that you said in there, which is so important, is it is okay to make a couple of sales in your launch, because there's kind of this epidemic running around the internet, which is no one wants to share that they had a $300 webinar. Nobody wants to share that because everybody's sharing these, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 webinars and launches. But I can say firsthand, my first webinar, I think I remember posting in your group, I was like, I just made $300 and I was so excited. But everybody is afraid that if they don't have this big grandiose thing from out the gate, that's not going to work. And that's just not the case. And I love that you said get people supporting you, because I just hired somebody on my team in editing capacity, and biggest revenue month to date. Like, the minute you start expanding and hiring out, the minute things start getting better. It's a fear, because it's so important.
Yeah, and you can have time to do the creative stuff. Like me, I'm a creative type. A lot of people probably think, oh, Kimra's like a type A personality or something. She gets so much stuff done. But my project manager probably isn't too happy with me most of the time, because I'm the type that, you know, I like to wait till I'm really inspired to do something, or I'm in a really good mood to do something. And, you know, she's like pushing the dates back farther and farther for me. And, you know, but at least I have my team who they are getting stuff done. And so I'm at least feeling like I'm being productive, even on days where maybe the baby's teething all day and I don't get a chance to get a lot of the work done. And so now I'm able to do that. In the beginning, I wasn't. I had to do everything myself, and it was so stressful. And especially being a mom, well, at the time I was pregnant. Now I have 3 kids total. And I think, you know, as I started hiring more people, I was able to be more creative. I was able to serve more people and help more people, because I was able to give some of those other tasks out to people, whether it's designing a worksheet for me or even just letting me kind of brain dump on, you know, onto Evernote, and then letting someone else kind of sort it out for me. You know, just different content, you know, having my copywriter write up a few things for me. Those sorts of things help me be more creative, and they allow me to serve. And that's the most important thing to me, is that I am able to spend my time serving and helping my community.
So I would say, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're the expert here, but I would say that really the only difference between these launches that are bringing, you know, $10,000 to $50,000, you know, that's kind of where I, and maybe you have seen people cap off as a solopreneur, is like, you know, these $50,000 launches. And there's exceptions that prove the rule, I'm sure. But the only difference between that and, say, a 6 or 7 figure launch is these subtle nuances that you learn over time, and taking the stuff that you're not doing well and giving it to somebody else.
Yeah, because there is a lot more technology involved. You know, there's a lot more Facebook ads that have to happen. There's a lot more of those little things that start adding up very quickly. You know, like my Asana, which is what I use for project management, every single day, it's like more and more and more and more stuff is put into that Asana thing. And I'm just like, I'm so grateful that these tasks are not all assigned to me. Because if I didn't have a team, that would be all of my tasks that I had to do. And, you know, it took time to get where I'm at. But I know what it was like in the beginning when my husband worked 10 hours a day and I had 2 little kids, you know, pulling at me all day long. And I still was listening to podcasts. Then in the evening, I was applying what I learned in those podcasts. Then on the weekends, I was doing webinar presentations to grow my Facebook group. Like, I would do webinars every single Saturday just for the sake of it. I wasn't pitching anything on them. I was just doing that to give people value while I figured out what my signature program was going to be about.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I love about you is that you are one of the most giving people. You are very service-minded, and anyone who's your student, and even people who aren't your student, can essentially find out exactly what you're doing, how you're doing, when you're doing it, almost to a replicatable level, which is why, you know, your students do have crazy levels of success. So I want to kind of segue, but before I do, I want to just say, I know that there's people listening who are like, I thought I was going to get like really down and dirty strategies about launching correctly. And I think the key here is those strategies are not what's selling you. It's who you are. It's service mindedness. And then it's just growing your team and learning as you go.
Yeah. And that is exactly what it is. That is literally exactly it. There is no exact strategy, because it works different for every brand. Like if I did like the video launch strategy that a lot of people use, I don't think that strategy would actually work for me. even though I have the marketing capacity to do that and the means and the funds to do it, I just don't feel like that is what my audience wants. I spend a lot of time with my audience. I know what they want from me. And they want technical trainings. They want me to show them, hey, how do I use this tool? And so I'm going to show them that. And that's what's going to get them to want to actually purchase my program and join.
So let's talk about your program. Tell us a little bit about your flagship program.
Yeah, so my flagship program is called Be True Brand You, and you can learn about that at BeTrueBrandYou.com. Yeah, I bought the domain, right? Smart.
And we'll link it up in the show notes.
Yes, awesome. And yeah, the program is really about understanding, you know, who you are as a person, which is why the name is called Be True Brand You, because it is about personal branding and becoming kind of just owning your strengths and understanding, like, these are the strengths I have. How can I use these to serve and help others and, you know, and use my business idea to reach people? I teach a lot about, you know, building authority, you know, growing your email list, because that's important. A lot of people don't realize how important growing an email list is. You know, I teach how to create free offers to get people to actually want to be on your email list. I teach about Facebook groups, Facebook ads. We cover lots of stuff about different social medias. And then one of the biggest parts that, you know, people love the most is teaching about webinars and teaching, you know, different types of launch strategies. And I don't teach one type of launch strategy. I show different types in the program because, like I said, there's no one real right way for every single person. And I think it was kind of a bold move for me to do that. A lot of people, they just teach kind of one exact strategy and say, like, that's how you do it. But I know that that doesn't work. Just from experience with seeing my students and clients try different sorts of strategies and see what's working, what's not working for them, because everybody's audience is different. And, you know, I'm really grateful that I was able to create a program where people can do what suits them when it comes to marketing, because no longer do we have to do marketing that's fear-based. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to do some of those things that have been around in the marketing industry for so long. We're now in a place where people just want an authentic, real person to help them. That's all people want nowadays. And that's what personal branding is. And that's what my Be True Brand You program is about.
Yeah, and I can vouch and say that it's a wonderful program. I'm one of the people that came out of it as a six-figure student. I always say, you know, I leveraged Periscope into a six-figure business, and I certainly did, but I learned a lot of the strategies on launches, on webinars, on getting everything in order from that program, and, you know, I came out of it as a six-figure business. So I think it is a really wonderful program, and I do really endorse it and recommend it. Full disclosure, yeah. I was your first scholarship student, but I took it and I ran with it. I think it's worth every penny.
Yes, yes, you were one of my first scholarship students, and I remember just watching you go through the program, and you're just like, it was like the light bulbs just started going, and it was multiple light bulbs, not just one, but like
it was like here, foil in the microwave, it just sparks everywhere.
Yeah, just little sparks here and there, and I'm just like, freaking go, Zach, go, you know, like, and you just kept doing it, and I've known that you've gone through parts of the program again, you know, and it's one of those programs that it's kind of ever growing. And as I grow, the students get to grow and learn from me as well. I share a lot of stuff in the program that I don't share publicly. And I do that for a reason, because I want the people who have committed to learning from me to get something special. And a lot of people, you know, ask, hey, can you do one-on-one coaching for me and things like that? I say, join my program. That's the closest to one-on-one coaching that you can get from me, because I share everything that is in my head goes inside of that program.
I love it. So are you ready for the close down rapid fire questions?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay. So to everybody listening, what's one thing they can do today or in the next week to create real results in their business based on what they heard today?
Reach out to 5 people and ask them what they are struggling with in regards to what sort of service or product you want to offer people.
Love it. And what does the word hustle mean to you as it applies to business?
The word hustle to me really just is another meaning for keep going. I think a lot of people stop very easily. And when I see someone who's hustling and they keep going, they keep going, they keep going, they keep going, I'm like, they're hustling and I love it. So that's what it is to me. Keep going.
And then the last question is, where can we find out more about you?
You can find out more about me on KimraLuna.com. That's KimraLuna.com. I have some awesome freebies on my site. If you click the Start Here button, you can also find me in my favorite place online, which is my group, which is kind of hilarious. I say my favorite place because it is. And it's called the Freedom Hackers Mastermind. Go find that on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, Kimra, once again, I just want to say thank you so, so much for being here. I love what you're doing. I love your program. I love your attitude and your style. And of course, Freedom Hackers is one of my favorite groups too. So thank you once again for being here. And I cannot wait to hear the results people get from this episode.
Thanks so much.
Well, Kimra Luna does not disappoint, does she? Now, I want to talk about some of the stuff that we covered in the interview today, and I want to let you know that if you'd like to get more information on her signature program, Be True Brand You, we'll have that in the show notes, heartsoulhustle.com/5, or you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/BTBY. That's BTBY as in Be True Brand You. And that program is absolutely amazing. I've taken it myself. One of the best programs I've ever taken online that's really helped me grow my business. But before I let you all get back to what you're doing, I want to talk about a few of the things that Kimra said, which is you can end up giving too much on webinars. And when she first said this to me, I was like, no, you can't. But I've actually had webinars where I give so much value and too much stuff that people are like, I'm overwhelmed. This was too much. So I think one of the key things that she talked about is the core value of giving and giving and giving applies to your business, right? Make sure that you're always giving in your business. Give your time, give your value, give your freebies, but then know when the time is right to make the pitch. You know, she talked a lot about her webinar and launching strategy, and I want you to really tune in on that, that for a couple of weeks out of the year, Kimra gets really focused in and she continues to give value for those 2 weeks, but she couples it with unapologetically selling her course, Be True Brand You. So you guys, there was just so much great stuff in the interview. I hope that you got something amazing out of it, whether you're about to do a $10,000 launch, a $100,000 launch, or $1 million launch. There are things in this interview that you can take out and apply to your up and coming program launch. And I hope that you do. You guys, this has been one of my absolute favorite episodes, and I hope you enjoyed it. I will see you all on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.